Exiting the Airbnb restaurant for the last time. Walking past the smoking German cunt guy. You know, the place wasn't the worst. The place itself was kind of cool, but definitely ready to go. Man, it's annoying to just, when you coexist with people, just the little stuff that they do. Where it's just like, I don't know, man. It's just like, I know it's like a communal space, and you're really not accountable for anything. You can just fucking... I don't know. This was annoying me days ago, and I was like, don't bring all this up. This is such pointless whining about nothing. But now it's early in the morning. I'm a little cranky. So fuck it. Turn off the lights. Turn off the lights when you leave. Don't leave the lights on in the washroom, especially, because that suggests that someone's in the washroom. Turn off the lights. Turn off the heat. You know, just come on. Who fucking raised you? And the temperature thing, I don't get it. I mean, I know I come from the frigid north and I kind of like it to be cold. But it's fucking, like, it's proven that you sleep better when it's cold. That's a thing. Because the world gets colder at night. Your body's designed to hibernate it up at night. So the Japanese little heater air conditioner unit where you can set the temperature, if there was a bit of a chill going on, I would put it usually to the lowest. 16 degrees is the lowest. Just so it would be on, you know, just so the house wouldn't turn into an actual icebox. But just the lowest that you can. And that was fine. Because you got blankets and shit. You're tucked into a bed. These fucking fucks. They always had it on at 26 degrees. The maximum is 29. Like, that's what I was doing in Fukuoka to turn it into a human-sized, full-body hair dryer. You know, I would turn it on to 29 and just stand under it for a few minutes, and it would just dry my whole body. It was amazing. But that's, you know, they were nearly at that level just all the time. It's like my skin was getting dried out, my throat was dry all the time, and just like, what is wrong with you? And like last night after I thought they were all fucking asleep, I snuck down, and I mean, I know it's a bit severe to go from 16 to 26. I know maybe that's a little much that I keep it that low, but I put it to 22. 22 degrees is fine for going to sleep. It's fucking fine. But at some point, one of these sneaky fucks went and turned it back on to 26. When I woke up today, I'm sweating. Like, I took a shower last night so I could just get out of the Airbnb this morning, because I still barely made it before my 10 a.m. exit time. I woke up, I'm sitting in my little stupid bunk getting my stuff together, with no shirt on, and I'm sweating. That's not normal. You're not supposed to just sweat for no reason at all points during the day. You're supposed to not sweat. Not sweating means it's the right temperature. If you're sweating, it's too hot. Like, fuck you. So annoying to just, like, coexist with people that just... they're just shitty suck people. Well, let's just turn all the temperature up to crazy amounts. Let's leave all the lights on. Let's just fucking... let's just suck. How about that? Ugh. So, I'm going to a place now in West Tokyo where I'll be basically by myself. I think I gotta share a washroom and that's it. But even that, just off on the wrong foot. Where, the fucking Google Map link the guy put in the Airbnb listing doesn't actually work. But on actual Google Maps, his place is listed as a little hotel. So it's like, okay, this should be all fine. But just in case, I asked him, like, hey, what's the Wi-Fi, you know, just so I can message you, let you know I'm there. Or if something goes wrong, you know, I don't have data on my phone. So, what's the Wi-Fi? Because otherwise I gotta go backtrack and find a coffee shop or something. And he just sent me this fucking auto-translated message of, I think this guy's actually Chinese, he said. And he also knows Japanese and I think Spanish. English is pretty far down the list. But anyway, he's like, yes, this property does have Wi-Fi. But just ring the doorbell when you get here. Don't worry, I'll be here. It's like, that's not the fucking point, dick. What if I can't fucking find it? What if something goes wrong? Put yourself in my shoes. Pretend you're me. Just think through the process from the perspective of the person coming to your place. If there's Wi-Fi and you're gonna give me the fucking password when I get there, why the fuck can't you give it to me now? What the hell's wrong with you? So fucking annoying. But I'm not gonna fucking argue with the guy through goddamn fucking translators and shit. Whatever, I'm sure it'll all work, but not off on the right foot, my friend. All right, I'm at the Star Vending Machine. Last day at the Star Vending Machine, although these pop up here and there. So we got the classic brown sugar latte. Ooh, close one. I don't have any coins left, but luckily I do have 1,000 yen note left. Because not only do they have the brown sugar latte, they now have a cafe au lait with a bearded, mustachioed 2000 fucking, it's probably about 2013 era hipster man on the front that I've never seen before. So I'm going to try that as well. Double coffee. On the plus side, my sore throat that I was like, it was quite bad yesterday. It really did hurt. Today I barely feel it, just a little bit. And I usually find, when you're getting sick like that, that the morning is the worst time. That it feels worst in the morning. So I think I'm gonna be alright. Uh-oh, you know what I just realized, though? My plan is to go to this sweet laundromat with the American flag, because, I accidentally ran out of clothes. I also didn't realize just the way things cascade out. It was my last pair of socks. Of course, I have one extra pair of underwear because I always have extra for some reason. But no shirts left. So I figured out that's exactly where things lie for me, is I've got whatever amount of shirts I've got. I've got one pair extra of socks and two pairs extra of underwear. It doesn't all quite line up. So anyway, I've got my thermal shirt that I'm just wearing as a shirt, but I'm like, fuck, I do actually definitely need to do laundry. Can't put this off. Well, I guess what this means is I gotta go break a larger bill, so I guess it's also my last day to go swing by fucking Daily Yamazaki. I was gonna do that after I got the laundry started, but I guess I'll do that first. Whatever. Whatever. Alright, sorry for starting off this episode so cranky. Let's have some coffee now. Owner's Select Star Vending Cafe au Lait Craft Coffee. Totally unexceptional. It's that exact kind of Japanese coffee that tastes like sugar crisp. But whatever. Yeah, I think that's the weird thing. That's what I like about the brown sugar latte, is it kind of kicks it up a notch. It's actually more sweet. But I guess I kind of like that, because it's like, that's what you get it for. You get it for the sweet. I kind of like when you just sort of be excessive in either direction. Be what you are. Don't just be in the middle. The middle is not, it's not the place to be. But anyway, yeah, the rest of this day is just traveling. Traveling to West Tokyo. Laundry and traveling, I kind of like these days. It's not so bad. But yeah, man, it feels like a lifetime I was in that place. Because it was like 2 weeks. So, I mean, obviously at the rate that I put these podcasts out, it really was a long time. But even in real life terms, just thinking to when I got in from Fukuoka and I was in Saraway Park and I was looking at the sky tree and I'm just like, here I am, let's see what's gonna happen, whoa, cool. I thought I had a capsule, but I booked the wrong place because I'm an idiot. But yeah, it's like a whole tiny little mini life when you stay at an Airbnb for that long, for like 2 weeks. Where it's like, yeah, this was my little mini adventure in central Tokyo. But yeah, I was surprised that I was really running out of stuff to explore. I was really hitting that point where now it's like, well, I guess I'll just settle in if I lived here. Just find some local coffee shops and just go to them and sit there with a laptop. Like, as far as just going out and exploring, I was definitely running out of steam. So I'm very excited to head out west, because I'm going to be there for like 2 weeks also. I was looking at the bill and I'm like, this is a big bill. This is like my biggest bill. It's like $520. I was like, shit, that's a lot. But the place isn't that bad. It's like $35 a day. It's just that I'm there for a long time. And then various other associated fees and yada yadas. But yeah, in this case, I'm proud of my past self for booking the 2 weeks. It's like, you did it. Good job. 2 weeks of mountains, 2 weeks of countryside, 2 weeks of west to... 2 weeks of mountains. Jesus. Why is there always construction? Whatever, dude. Fuck it. Fuck it. This is... What a shit podcast. I'm just complaining. I'm going to turn this goddamn recorder off. Ah, now I feel better. I went to Daily Yamazaki, and since I had to break 100, I got a whole bunch of stuff. The strawberry Boss latte that I saw the other day. Boss coffee tends to not be super great. Boss in Georgia, I've kind of nailed down as like, I don't think I like them all that much. But strawberry coffee is really cool, because in 2019 there was this UCC strawberry latte that I used to always look for in the machines that was very rare, but was very tasty. And then they had a banana latte, which I did find one of those. Just one, though. So that's pretty rare as well. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is with strawberry. It's like hard to find, because this Boss latte is not the best, but you know, it's got like a little strawberry taste to it. It's like, it's kind of good. So I was like, next time I go, I'll get another one. But they were all gone, because everybody else thought the same thing. Like, oh shit, strawberry latte, hook me up. But then this time they restocked, because they had two rows of them. They were like, yeah, people love this fucking strawberry latte shit. So I bought two fucking bottles. So I got strawberry latte to last me all goddamn day. But yeah, I just do like these little downtimes, just waiting for laundry. It's very warm today, very nice out. Just standing in the sun, waiting for my laundry. It's actually a little busy at the laundromat today, but luckily, I guess luckily, because I don't want to deal with all the different machines and all the different functions that they have, and washer and dryer and blah, 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 and soap and I don't know. So they've just got the one super machine where it costs $10, which is excessive. $10 is a lot for laundry, but it does everything. You just put all your stuff in. I threw in all my coats and jackets too, because there's tons of room. And you just come back in an hour and it's all washed and all dried all at once. But yeah, since that's the super duper expensive, ridiculous machine, even though it's busy in there, no one was using that one. They're not stupid enough if you're doing laundry on a regular basis. Not dumb enough to use that machine. But I am. Hook me up. And yeah, since I really was out of laundry now that I think of it, because I did have the one extra pair of underwear. But because I was sweating so much because of those charming Germans who apparently... I don't know, I feel like Germany is a fairly cold country, right? Should be used to being cold. Anyway, maybe it's not. I mean, I was in the Netherlands in like November once. It was fairly temperate still. But I don't know, I got this image of like German fairy tales and stuff and like houses covered in snow. And whatever, who cares? But yeah, I was like, God, I'm just so sweaty. This is so gross, but I just don't have time to take a shower this morning. I gotta get the fuck out of here. So I was like, what have I got at hand? I've got my one last pair of underpants that I didn't use, clean underwear, and I got a bottle of water, so I just dampened the fucking underpants and used them to wipe my fucking pits. So yeah, I was literally out of laundry, so $10 well spent to get everything all squared away before I travel. I don't know what the deal is with this new Airbnb. I'm pretty sure it doesn't have laundry. Guess we'll see. But yeah, this timing, I'm very pleased with my past self. In this case, I think I did good to book a whole 2 weeks out west. Because, like I was trying to say before inevitable construction started, I was kind of running out of stuff to do around here. I mean, I kept thinking of stuff. It was like, oh, wait, right, there's the Your Name steps. And all right, there's Kabukicho. And all right, there's that cemetery. But being in the city, it is kind of tricky as far as like having a plan for the day, because there are only so many landmarks. I mean, I guess you could go see shrines. You could see a shrine every day for the rest of your life and you wouldn't see them all. You'd die. But beyond that, it's just walking through the city, which is nice in its way. But it's not nice in the way that walking through the woods is nice. So that's where I'm, like, excited for this next 2 weeks, is if I had just stayed in the city, it would probably be like, okay, time to wind this podcast down a little. I don't need to talk about this over and over and over. Whereas, whether anybody cares or anybody wants to listen to it or not, I could talk about walking through the woods and the mountains forever. And I'm gonna. That's this, like, easy mode for, like, a plan for the day and for stuff to chronicle on this fucking podcast. It's like, fuck yeah. I only went to Ome the one time. Can definitely go back there. Okutama's out there. There's another train line that goes to the mountains, where the Ome one is the northern one. There's one down in the south, where my Airbnb is going to be near. So there's various mountainy shit down there to do. And of course I got to go back to Akiruno, go back to the Congo Falls, redeem that trip. All kinds of stuff. Ah, it's going to be so good. Definitely that's my favorite. I kind of knew that already, but it's really been confirmed on this trip, is that the city part of Japan is cool, but it's not like the picture, the full picture of what I like. I've never been fully rural. I don't know what that would be like, especially with my illiteracy. That would probably be pretty weird. But when you have access to the rural type stuff and the nature type stuff and the mountains and the mountain trails and things, and you also have city stuff, that's like, that's the full pie, the full awesomeness, where Fukuoka really is pretty fucking good as far as that's concerned. But yeah, Fukuoka, West Tokyo, that's definitely the stuff that I like. And that's where I'm going. But for now, my job is to just stand around in this nice sunny day and wait for laundry before a long-ass train ride. But again, even this, it's like, it wasn't so bad last night, actually. The trains never got as busy as I was afraid they might, but it's still pretty busy. And just, yeah, transferring through all the city stuff and getting lost and confused and having to ask twice for the fucking attendant to let me out. Just an unpleasant transit. This is going to be the nice, like, all I'm doing is going west in the middle of the day. The first line, the Chuo line, is going to be a little bit busy at first, but overall, it should be all good. Should be a pretty relaxing day. All right, I made it to Shinjuku Station, so I finished doing my laundry, and I was trying to piece all my stuff together. Like, okay, how is this supposed to work? How do I make all this stuff fit in one bag? Because I just had it as two bags, or as my normal bag and my dirty laundry bag on the way. It's like, all right, I know this can all fit together, because pretty much all I've bought are like three pairs of socks and a Yoru Camp tiny little plush toy. All this stuff definitely still fits somehow. And then I remembered, oh yeah, I gotta wear two pairs of pants at once. So luckily, it's not like I'm taking off my pants in the laundromat. That'd be weird. But when there was nobody there, I just slipped my shoes off and just put on my second pair of pants. Just slip them on there. Get them out of here. Get them out of the way. No room for you, pants. And I'm glad at Shinjuku Station to see some locals also looking at the maps and trying to figure out what the fuck's going on. Makes me feel a little better. Because, yeah, I'm just trying to get to the Chuo line. And it's just not listed. It's all these other lines. It's this, 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 and this. And then it's just like, I don't know, this way to Shinjuku Station. And it's like, what do you mean? Well, then where am I now? There are, like, multiple names to this one complex. Maybe. It's big enough. Anyway, I assume if I go this way, eventually information about the Chuo line will come up. I mean, I've done this ride before. I did it like last week, but I don't know. It's not nearly enough for it to sink in. These big stations, man, they are my bane. They're brutal. It's kind of cool though, riding on the subway, just noticing stuff. Like, one of the big things you'd hear back in the day, back in like the 90s, when, we were first reading Japanese comics and stuff, is you'd hear like, man, you know, in Japan, everybody reads comics, like businessmen and stuff read comics. And then later on you'd hear like, nah, that's not really true. It's just one of those exaggerations. But it's a little bit true. Because like there was a kid reading a comic on his phone, but also the lady standing next to me, she was reading a comic on her phone. And then sitting down near me was like a businessman guy, an older businessman reading a physical comic book. So, I mean, that was it. Just three people. But that wasn't like the whole car. That's just who was in my immediate vicinity, who I could see. And it's like, yeah, dude, that's fucking, that's pretty cool. I mean, maybe it's not like, you know, people used to say about like everybody reads comics, but that's a lot more people of extremely varied demographics reading comics than ever did or ever would in North America. Maybe this Chuo line counts. It must count as one of the JR lines. So I guess they just are like, well, we don't need to specify. Everybody should know. Well, I don't goddamn know. I don't fucking know at all. It is so tempting just to go walk to the next station, because then it's just so easy. Doing that same trick I did in Fukuoka. Like, once you just get one station away from the main station clusterfuck. However, from here, I might be able to catch an express. If I go one station from here, I'm stuck on the locals. So anyway, I'm sure I'll figure it out. But the other thing I thought was interesting on the train is just watching just the way people are super... never mind, I'll get into that later. It's too loud. I'm just, like, concerned, though, because, like, there's the JR gate. If that's wrong, then I'm fucked. Then I gotta go have the fucking weird conversation where the guy scolds me for trying to get the hell out of this system because I went into the wrong mousetrap. Just did that last night. Didn't feel good. Don't want to do that. So annoying. Just tell me where to fucking go, you bitch-ass station. Fuck off. I'm way too tired and cranky for this fucking shit. Fuck you. Where's this stupid fucking Chuo line, you cuntbag fucks? Where the fuck is it? God damn it. Man, this is like cartoonish levels of me not being able to navigate Shinjuku Station. It is truly the worst. Hakata, not nearly as bad as this. I mean, I guess I haven't been to Shibuya Station much this trip. I just don't see how it could be worse than this. It's these little interlocking, how it's like three different stations in one station, because it somehow happened again that I'm just in the wrong section. But I'm just like, whatever. I mean, yesterday I had to get to a specific, quite specific place. Now I don't. It's like, I don't give a fuck, dude. I'm just going west. I'm just going fucking five-el going west. Who gives a sweet shit? Just take me west. I don't care. I'll take a different train. Who gives a fuck? So we'll see, but I think I got one figured out. Because once you get westerly, I mean, there's only so many trains. They line up at the major stations. So, yeah, I think this is going to work. But just that, again, so annoying. However, that being said, man, this is a Grumpsville episode. But, I mean, I guess that's kind of appropriate, too, now that I've been in Japan a couple months, 1 month ago. It's like, it's not just yay, everything's awesome. Now it's like, well, I kind of need it to be a good day for everything to be awesome. Just purely the fact of being here. This would be a lot more exciting 2 months ago. It's like, I don't know what's happening and I'm lost on the subway, but hey, whatever, man, I'm on the subway in Japan. Oh, there's a fucking ice cream machine over there, you know? Now I'm just like, oh, for God's sake, why is this? This does not need to be this complicated. I found one teeny tiny little reference to the Chuo line on one little board deep underground once I was already in the, like, had already checked into the wrong zone. So I'm quite sure if I tried to go up there, because I had to exit again, like I would have just got the red beep, have to talk to the guy, and I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. I'll just find a different train, whatever. But like, why? Why is that one train the fucking abandoned child of this station? It seems like all the other fucking lines have quite good references to how to get there, but not the Chuo line. The Chuo line apparently can suck a dead dog's dick. They don't give a fuck about it. Anyway, I did see a sign in the washroom. I've never seen this before. It's like a little fairy who, I don't know, it looks like she's standing on a diving board, but I assume she's standing on something to do with a toilet. I don't know, but anyway, it says, always thank the spirit of toilets. And it's like, yeah, all right. Okay. That's my what would Jesus do? that did center me a little. I'm like, you know, I do thank the spirit of toilets. Toilets everywhere. I do love that. At least if you're going to get lost on the subway, it's not like getting lost in the New York subway or something. Here, at least, there's toilets. Okay, I'm going to get on this train. Wish me luck. I'm praying to you, spirit of the toilets. Get me where I'm going, please. Thank you. Or just get me west. I don't even care. Don't get me where I'm going. Just west, that's all. I'm at Higashi Nakano Station, and man, it's a beautiful day out. Not a cloud in the sky. Fucking delightful. This seems like a nice little neighborhood. But I don't really have time to explore around. Plus, I got my big book bag. You know, I figured the day will probably get eaten up faster than I think. It'll take longer than I think to get to the Airbnb. So yeah, I won't dick around, but I got here. I'm outside the JR line on the Chuo line. So fuck you, Shinjuku Station. You stupid fuck, you can't stop me. Even though you did stop me on multiple occasions, and you will again in the future, you piece of shit station. But I did it. I made it out. And I had the brown sugar latte that I bought this morning stashed away in my pocket of one of my coats. So I drank it, and it's goddamn delicious. And thanks to the spirits of the toilet, there's no problem about me drinking a bunch of coffees while I'm in the subway system. Even though I gotta head way out west. It's okay. It's okay. It's just peeing, bro. It's easy to do in these environs. And even this little ride down south I gotta take, and then it's a bit of a long walk from there, but if I do a little doubling back, I did this the other day because I made a mistake when I was going to Ome. I did this the way that I need to do it today. However, I mean, I think it's pretty clear that that means nothing. It means nothing that I've done this before. But I have done this before. It's absolutely possible. This route that I'm trying to do is possible. Will I be able to do it? Who knows? But I escaped. I escaped from fucking Shinjuku Station. God, that station is fucking... Jesus, what a pain in the ass. All right, once I escaped the horrible pit of fucking Shinjuku Station, it wasn't too tricky. I had to get off one train, get on another, but no big deal on the Chuo line. It's nice too, just it's not that busy of a train and it's all above ground and just watching the city go by. It's very pleasant. I like that train a lot. So I made it to Hachioji Station pretty easy. And if I then backtracked from there, I could have got a little closer to the Airbnb, but it's like an hour until I can check in anyway. And conveniently, walking from Hachioji is about an hour. So where am I now? I'm at Komiya Park, which unfortunately, geez, it's like the road is a tunnel that goes down under this park, and then you gotta go way up to get here. I did not expect to climb so many stairs. But if I can pass through a park, then why not? And yeah, this particular neighborhood is pretty developed. It reminds me a lot of Tachikawa, which I guess isn't that far from here. But man, one thing I noticed on that train is once I was sitting, you know, I stood at first and then it kept clearing out. So eventually I'm like, all right, I guess I'll just sit down. And I just was like immediately like falling asleep. It's like, Jesus, I am exhausted today, which I think is probably blatantly obvious to anyone who heard this episode, right? I mean, I am just in the worst mood today. I'm obviously just exhausted. You know, I went to bed. I mean, I tried to go to bed as early as I could yesterday, but it was still past midnight. And then I just woke up at like, I don't know, 6 a.m. and sort of awkwardly tried to go back to sleep a few times. I'm just real tired, but it's interesting that I didn't really notice. I mean, I knew I was in a bad mood, but I didn't feel tired while I'm walking around and doing stuff and in the subways and whatever. You know, you got to spend energy to make energy. As long as I'm doing stuff, I feel fine. So that's another reason why I thought I would walk. This park itself, I'm not too sure about. Bit of a sparse park, bit of a weird park on a mountain with weird sparse trees everywhere. But, I mean, whatever, just for passing through, it's nice. And, yeah, I just was like, yeah, I'll just go take the walk. I mean, even though it's an hour or so or whatever, I don't feel bad when I'm moving. I feel fine. I don't even feel tired. It's just that it just comes through in my shitty attitude. But yeah, sitting, once you stop moving, whoa, I could not believe it. I was just dying. I was like, oh God, I can't even keep my eyes open. What the fuck? Energy begets energy, man. It really does. But anyway, yeah, I basically made it. From here, should be no big problem. I actually came near here inadvertently. My little trip from Akigawa Station up the hill, where I saw signs about boar traps and stuff. And then I looped around to go to Hijima. I'm like, oh, that's not that far. Yet another classic, like, oh, that's not that far. And it's actually hours away. It was way too long of a walk. But if I just went a little further east from there, I'd be where I'm going now. So I kind of, sort of know the general lay of the land. That's handy. But anyway, thank you for joining me on today's travel episode where I just fucking complained about shit. I hope it was at least slightly funny to hear a guy just completely unable to navigate the subway system. I'm definitely not getting much better at it, that's for fucking sure. But I won't really need to do it for a while. Now that I'm out west, I am staying out west, and this subway system out here is not a problem. Everything seems pretty logical and pretty easy. So join me next episode where I'm gonna hike up a mountain or fucking go to a waterfall or do something cool. Till then, adios. Thank you again for listening to this fucking nonsense. Goodbye.